Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, December 6th. We'll be taking a look at the death of a political giant from Kansas.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday. A cold Canadian high-pressure system is building into south-central Kansas, sending temperatures well below normal. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Currently in Wichita, mostly clear. It is 31 degrees here on this Monday morning. Bob Dole, a former Senate Majority Leader, Republican stalwart, Kansas native, presidential candidate, has died at the age of 98 and passed away yesterday.
A lot of tributes and memories coming in about Senator Bob Dole. President Biden and the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, personally spoke to Senator Elizabeth Dole to express their condolences. Joe Biden and Bob Dole had a relationship that lasted almost half a century. They first began working together in the United States Senate when then the young senator from Delaware, Joe Biden, took the oath of office in 1973. The two got along early. They didn't agree much politically, but they always respected each other and shared a few laughs together. President Biden out with a statement, quote, "I will miss my friend, but I am grateful for the times we shared and for the friendship Jill and I and our family have built with Liddy and the entire Dole family."
That's Fox's David Spunt with that report. It was announced earlier this year that Dole is being treated for advanced lung cancer. Police arrested 36-year-old Goldie Metcalf of Wichita for first-degree murder, aggravated battery, and several other charges. This all stemming from Saturday morning's double stabbing.
Police say it all started around 5 a.m. Saturday. Officers responded to a call in the 1800 block of North Kansas where a man had Metcalf at gunpoint for unlawfully entering his vehicle. Metcalf was cited with a misdemeanor. 3 hours later, he stole a truck in the 600 block of North Waco and crashed it into a building in the 600 block of South Green. Metcalf fled the scene and forced his way into a home on South Green, where he stabbed a 64-year-old woman and a 73-year-old man. Both victims were transported to a local hospital where the woman died. The man's injuries were serious but non-life-threatening. Metcalf was arrested a short time later in the 600 block of South Erie. He was paroled from prison in July and has several prior convictions. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The former leader of Burma, ousted by a military coup earlier this year, learns how long she'll be spending time in prison.
A court in Burma has sentenced the country's former leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, to 4 years in prison, 10 months after she was removed from power in a military coup.
It's all fabricated lies.
One of Suu Kyi's political allies, Sarsar, was quick to condemn the sentence.
It has nothing to do with the rule of law.
Suu Kyi, who's a Nobel Peace Prize winner, was convicted of incitement. She faces verdicts on further charges in the days ahead. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The state, yet again, collecting more taxes than estimated. Here's some of the numbers.
Total tax collections for November were $626.8 million. That is 3.1% or $18.9 million more than the estimate. Individual income tax collections were below the estimate for the month by 1.6% due to remittance due dates. Corporate income tax collections were 64.1% more than the estimate. Sales and use tax collections were 3.1% more than the estimate. To break that down, retail sales collections were 3% more than the estimate for the month. Compensating use tax collections were 3.2% more than the estimate.
And that's Fox's, that's the Kansas Information Network's Steve Olinghaus with that report. A big-time news anchor is out, and a homeowner that had a fix that only made the problem worse. The weather forecast is on the way as well. KNSS News Time, 7:05.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Star CNN anchor Chris Cuomo fired over the weekend by the network, effective immediately.
CNN announcing the network was cutting ties with their primetime anchor after executives learned more information about how he allegedly misled the cable network about the extent of his role trying to help his brother, former governor Andrew Cuomo, downplay the sexual harassment accusations against him. Back in August, Chris Cuomo denied any wrongdoing on his show. On Wednesday, CNN execs received new information from a prominent employment lawyer who told them of sexual misconduct allegations against Chris Cuomo. Now, according to the New York Times, they were made by a former junior colleague at another network.
And that's Fox's Laura Ingle with that report. A homeowner in Maryland came up with a plan for driving out the snakes in his house. That did not solve the problem.
Snakes have a good sense of smell, and the homeowner figured that if he created smoke in the basement, they would slither out of the house. So he set some small fires and wound up burning down his million-dollar home. Pete Perringer is with the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Squad. And with a bit of understatement, he explained the situation.
The snakes, the original culprits of this process in which the homeowner was trying to eradicate or remove the snakes using smoke, was apparently did not go as planned.
No one was home and no one was hurt except for the snakes, which he did eradicate. Roger Stern, Fox News.
We're coming up on 7-Eleven with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Traffic this morning heaviest right now on I-135, north and southbound, right around K-96. Some fairly heavy traffic there. You'll just want to watch for slowdowns in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And here on this Monday morning, let's check in and get the weather forecast. KSM Storm Track 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. Happy Monday. How you doing?
Here we are, yeah, and it's the days of 75 degrees seem long, long ago.
Yeah, really. We've got short memories, I know. But at least we had another pretty nice weekend out there, you know, wrapping things up on a mild note. But, Ted, yeah, it's back to reality, back to not only work and school, but, yeah, that December chill, which I feel like we've kind of avoided over the last week or so. So as long as everybody just grabs the heavier coat before you head out the door, we'll be able to make it through the day just fine. We will have to endure just a high temperature of 42 degrees. Now, mind you, this comes after seeing highs close to the middle 60s yesterday. North winds, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Still going to be a bit breezy out there, but shouldn't be howling like they were late last night. Going from mostly sunny to partly cloudy, so we've got bright skies right now. A few clouds roll in to wrap up the day, though. Going from partly to mostly cloudy after dark tonight, and those clouds could maybe squeeze out a couple of snowflakes. Now, we only have a 10% chance of that happening, so we'll likely stay dry. Low of 28 degrees, that's where we'll start early Tuesday. And then Tuesday, we will gain a few degrees, getting up to 45, so it's still going to be chilly compared to the 42 that we'll see today. Still looking at mostly cloudy skies through our Tuesday with a 10% chance of a sprinkle or a snowflake. Again, continuing to stay mainly dry. Once we get into Wednesday, a lot of the clouds that we gain will move back out, turning partly cloudy with a milder high of 54 degrees. And we'll continue that milder turn, getting back into the low to middle 60s, both Thursday, Friday, 62 to 64 degrees. Once we get into our weekend, it looks like another system rolling through, which will effectively reset our temperatures back down to 44 degrees by Saturday. We'll also have a 20% chance of a rain snow shower. Chances still looking slim should we see that happen. It looks like it's going to be through the first half of the day as well. We'll dry back out by Sunday, and it's still just going to be close to average with a high of 50 degrees to wrap up the week. Right now, we're at 30 degrees, currently sitting below freezing with virtually clear skies. North winds at 14 miles an hour, making it feel like a chilly 19 degrees.
Yeah, we had all those Shocker and K-State fans down at Intrust Bank Arena yesterday, and we all walked into the arena, and it was sunny and pretty nice. And when we all walked out, that wind was blowing out of the north. It was pretty cold.
Yeah, that crazy Kansas weather. As long as we know what's ahead, usually pretty hard for it to catch us off guard. But, hey, it never ceases to amaze me.
Oh, I know. We can spread the gospel all we want, but somehow it sometimes just doesn't get through. Well, but like you said, we'll deal with it. We'll get it going.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be just fine.
Cool. Hey, Ronnell, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, you're welcome.
That is the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams right here with Steve and Ted. Of course, weather brought to you by the Monarch in historic Delano. Up-to-date events and new whiskey and bourbon releases are available in the Monarch newsletter. Hey now, menu is online and info as well at monarchwichita.com. I was at the Monarch on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Out on the patio?
Oh, no. Well, I guess it was nice enough.
It would have been, yeah.
It was night. It was better to be inside.
Oh, okay.
But still, got a little potato soup, a little sausage and cheese tray.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, now.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it was good. It was tasty.
Hmm.
So, yeah, got a good night at the Monarch on Saturday, and we thank them, one of our great sponsors here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We're coming up on 7:15 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, here on this Monday morning, Monday, December 6th. When you think of Sin City, of course, Las Vegas kind of has that,
yeah,
that moniker.
They win there. That's wrapped
but,
up.
But, you know, who is number two on the list? Yeah, well, bad things happen and stay there, too, from beer-loving Milwaukee, hedonism in New Orleans. There's all sorts of places where we can find the seamier sides of life.
Right, right.
The U.S. is filled with people behaving with illicit intent. No place is innocent. It's this. In order to identify the darkest corners of America, Wallet Hub compared more than 180 U.S. cities. They threw in about 36 key indicators to put together this list of evil deeds.
Okay.
You know, violent crimes per capita, excessive drinking, adult entertainment establishments per capita. You get the idea.
Okay, stuff
and
like that.
Guess who's at the top of the list? It's the Jeopardy category, stupid questions.
Yeah, because
it's
Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, Las Vegas is at the top of the list. So,
yeah, no question there, probably.
No, the Sin City is not an urban myth. You can actually scientifically somehow support that.
Yeah.
Number two is in a neighboring state.
Really?
Yeah.
Number two.
St. Louis. Up number two on the Sin City list.
Okay.
Hmm.
Interesting.
The rest of the top five, Houston at number three.
All right.
Los Angeles at number four. And another neighbor, Denver at number five.
Wow. I wouldn't have expected Denver at five.
So, wow. If you want Sin City activities, you don't have to go to Vegas. You can just go to St. Louis or Denver.
Don't have to go too far.
According to this. Some surprising results. Charitable donations as a percentage of wealth. Wichita near the bottom of that list.
Really?
Bottom three. Number 178. And Tulsa, not too far behind at 179. So according to this thing, Wichita and Tulsa don't give their share of charitable donations.
Wow.
I'm going to contest that because I feel like Wichitans do a pretty good job of it.
I always thought so, too.
So I think I'm going to call bogus on that. Also, Wichita did not do well in the survey's jealousy ranking. There's a jealousy ranking.
A jealousy ranking.
Wichita, third highest jealousy ranking.
Wow. What? Now... How do you quantify jealousy?
And I guess that kind of ties into the Ten Commandments and not coveting your neighbor's goods.
Yeah.
Because it involves theft, basically.
Oh, okay.
Thefts per 1,000 residents, identity theft complaints per capita, fraud and complaints per capita.
Okay, okay.
So I guess when it comes to fraud and ID theft, we're not so pristine either.
Yeah.
Mm. Wichita ranked 35th in vanity. And that concerns tanning salons per capita.
Tanning salons per capita.
Uh-huh.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when you see those ladies walking around in the middle of winter and they look like they've just been in Florida for 3 weeks, you're like, I think you've been to a tanning salon.
Could be.
And then the Google search interest index for top five plastic surgeries also did not help Wichita in the vanity category. People in Wichita are at least searching for plastic surgery.
Whether we're getting it or not, we're at least Google
searching for
it.
So
yeah,
that put us in the top 40 in the vanity category. There you go, Sin City. So according to this list, we need to be more charitable. We need to be. We need to cut down on theft and jealousy.
Hmm. And what was our overall ranking?
I don't know. Oh, we're 22.
22.
Yeah, so we're in the top 25.
Wow, all right.
And Kansas City, Missouri is right behind us at 24.
Kansas City, Missouri, okay.
So, hey.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to Vegas. You've got Wichita, Kansas City, St. Louis, and Denver to fill your sin needs right here in the Midwest.
Might as well.
719 with Stephen Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports here on this Monday morning. Big men's basketball game downtown at Intrust Bank Arena yesterday. Wichita State hosting Kansas State. K-State was making its first visit to Wichita to take on the Shockers in 19 years. Shockers got off to a good start in the first 10 minutes. Boy, after that, K-State made the adjustments and the Shockers did not get much done in the final 30 minutes of this game. And a big story was Wichita State... too many mistakes. Twice as many turnovers as the Wildcats. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Under a minute to go. Shockers down five. Quake Grant crosses over. Down the lane and got it stripped away. Turnover. Pass ahead. Nothing but blue jerseys and a dunk by Mark Smith. That's going to be it, I'm afraid. Mark Smith with his first basket of the game. Timeout, Wichita State. A 30-second timeout, but Kansas State now leads by 7 with 49 seconds to go.
Winds of fortune changed so quickly.
Yeah, sure did. And Shockers, too many mistakes. Neither team shot well, but K-State did outscore the Shocks 11-5 in the final 2 minutes, and that was the difference in a close game. K-State 65, Wichita State 59. Shockers fall to 6-2 with the loss, snapping Wichita State's three-game winning streak. Here's Shocker head coach Isaac Brown.
First of all, I want to give them a lot of credit. They came in, they defended at a high level. They held us under 60 points. I want to apologize to our fans, best fans in the country. We had a tremendous atmosphere. Keep believing in us. We just didn't play well tonight. We got leads, 11 points, let them get back in the game. We got a lead in the second half of 7 points, let them get back in the game. We just wasn't on sync on offense. I thought the defense was pretty good.
Meanwhile, pretty strong win for Kansas State. They were down by 12 in the first half and came back and won it by 6. So a nice job for Kansas State. K-State head coach Bruce Weber continues his domination of the Shockers. He is 11-1 in his coaching career against Wichita State. K-State with the win. They've won 3 in a row now with a record of 5-2. As Kansas State with a 6-point win over the Shockers yesterday at Intrust Bank Arena downtown. Pro football last night, Sunday night football. You heard it right here on KNSS. The first place Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Denver Broncos. And guess what? The Kansas City Chiefs defense once again called on to make the big plays. And yep, the Chiefs defense got the takeaways.
Tommy Townsend to punt. Had a great punt in the first half. Loads up on this one. Spencer is back. High punt, a little shorter. Spencer gets hit by his own guy and fumbles the ball. Ball is out. The Chiefs have the football. And I think his own man hit him. Pringle jumps on the football. Deontay Spencer is wanting a penalty on the Chiefs. But Pringle gets the football. I think his own man hit Spencer.
Yeah, special teams getting a takeaway as well. How about that? And the former Kansas State Wildcat, Ben Pringle, with the recovery. And the Chiefs beat the Broncos in a low-scoring game, 22-9. Was the final score. Nice win for the Chiefs. They win on a five-game winning streak right now, but Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes knows that the offense is still not quite right.
Obviously, we feel like we're not playing our best football. We have spurts where we're really good, and then we have spurts where we kind of have these we're not scoring. We're not finding ways to finish drives. So definitely as a competitor, you want to be better. But I think you win football games, you win football games at the end of the day. And so for us, if we keep winning football games, defense keeps playing the way that they're playing, when the offense, we really become who we know we can be, we'll be a hard football team to beat.
And the Chiefs now have defeated the Broncos 12 times in a row. Chiefs maintain a one-game lead over the Raiders in the division standings. And guess who plays next week? Yep, Chiefs and the Raiders. Battle for first place at Arrowhead Stadium coming up at noon on Sunday. College football, the new head coach at Oklahoma is Brent Venables. That's a familiar name. Of course, he's been the defensive guru at Clemson for the past decade. He's a former Oklahoma defensive coordinator, native of Salina, played and was an assistant coach at Kansas State. Brent Venables is the new head coach at Oklahoma. And the Kansas State football team has its bowl game set. It'll be the Texas Bowl in Houston. Opponent is LSU. Kansas State and Louisiana State have only ever met once. That was way back in 1980. And that game will the Texas Bowl. The K-State bowl game will be on Tuesday, January 4th. So that's almost 1 month from now. K-State has a long time to prepare for LSU. That's sports with Steve and Ted. It is 7:24 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Traffic and weather on the way. And one of the most important roles in patient care is providing difficult to fill. And we'll talk about that coming up in the House Call for Health. KNSS News Time, 7:24.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
7:33 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We'll have our long-form obituary of Bob Dole coming up shortly. But now it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, with Mayor Brandon Whipple. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty good. The weather was great, so we went out to the zoo and actually got to enjoy the lights. I hope other folks had a chance to go check out the zoo this year. They had just an amazing light exhibit.
Yeah, I went to that last week. That was really awesome.
Yeah, it it's a long walk too. Like, they didn't just do the very front of it. We were, it's the full length of the zoo, and yeah, just incredible. We also have some tree lighting happening down in Nasca Park the next week or so, and we hear Santa Claus might actually show up too. So it's going to be a fun event happening downtown.
Good stuff. We'll look forward to that. You've got a city council meeting tomorrow. Tell me about the what's the Chicken and Pickle Community Improvement District? What does that involve?
You know, we actually have like 17 items on this agenda, so I'm going to try to just brief over the important stuff. The Chicken and Pickle, I guess we categorize that as into some of the other items where we have that just reviewing contracts when it comes to bonds. For two aviation companies as well.
Right.
So I think that would we would categorize the Chicken and Pickle and the aerospace industry votes. We got about three different votes there, just really more as job creation items. We're trying just to really just get caught up with this crazy economy that we had the last year and just update the projections, particularly for Spirit and for Lee Air. So we've got a couple of votes there that we have to take. We also have some votes that has to do with park and recreation improvements, including investing in some of our playgrounds and some of the repairs that those playgrounds require now before it starts costing us more money. And then if you get to, man, I think page four of the agenda, we actually have some water issues up. We're going to vote on approving the design agreement for the wastewater plant. So not to be confused with the, you know, water that purifies the water that we drink. This is the water coming out, you know, from our houses after it's been used. So we have to make some improvements. I think there's about two or three different votes on that to help us with the design for a new water plant. And we have a vote coming up to hopefully get us in a good position to apply for this grant that will help fight some flooding we have in West Wichita. And we have bridge improvements, and also I can get into the FOP contract unless you want to stop me.
Well, I mean, it sounds like a pretty light agenda to begin the month of December. Yeah, but, you know, like there's a lot of things to take care of this time of year.
Yeah, there is, and it's just like any business where, you know, towards the end of the year you got to get things all situated for the upcoming year. We're going to have that first look at the Fraternal Order of Police contract. We're increasing wages. We had some changes in the benefits for our police officers. It's really a reflection of how other cities that we're comparable to are treating their officers, and we want to make sure we're competitive. And I got to say, although the final approval for this contract isn't going to be until the 14th, I'm really proud over the last couple years how much we've been able to invest in our first responders, including fire and police. And this is just if it passes, what would be an extension of that commitment to our first responders. Oh, and also, there's no construction on Kellogg right now for the first time in really my lifetime.
Okay, you just blew my mind with that.
Yeah, we the city tweeted about it last week, and I think they put it on their Facebook, and it had – man, I think over 700 shares in the first half an hour. So the most probably uniting issue we've done at the city level, where people of all strides, of all walks of life, have come together to rejoice in the fact that now you can go cruise down Kellogg and not see a single cone. However, our police department, their social media folks are having fun with the city social media folks and wants to remind people to buckle up, be safe, and to watch your speed.
Always good to do. Hey, thanks for the rundown. I'll let you get to it. You got a busy week.
Busy week. Well, hey, thanks for giving me a couple minutes on the show to talk about it. Really look forward to finishing out this year strong and get us in good position as we start next year.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Take care.
That is Mayor Brandon Whipple, our weekly Mondays with the Mayor, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. I promised you a long-form obituary of Bob Dole, the former Kansas senator, political giant who passed away yesterday at age 98, and Fox has done a really nice comprehensive retrospective and a look back at the life of Bob Dole.
I've never been prouder in my life than to have been the Republican nominee for President of the United States.
As the 1996 Republican nominee, Bob Dole came as close as he ever would to winning the presidency.
a dream he chased three times. He made his concession speech in Russell, Kansas, to the people who had known him since his birth there in 1923. World War II took Dole from Kansas to Italy, and just before the end of the war, Nazi machine gun fire shattered his upper body and destroyed his right shoulder.
It was about 11 months, I think, before I could feed myself. I think I could have done it, frankly, been very honest about it, probably at 8 months, but the nurses were very attractive.
After his recuperation, Russell elected Dole to four terms as county prosecutor, and in 1961, its voters sent him to the House of Representatives and re-elected him there four times. In 1968, Dole ran for Senate and won, spending the next three decades in the U.S. Senate. He became the Senate Majority Leader in 1984. With an acerbic and often self-deprecating wit, he established himself as a tireless power broker, pragmatic and able to work out compromises with Democrats. In 1976, presidential candidate Gerald Ford had selected Dole as his running mate. After their defeat, Dole sought his own nomination for president, unsuccessfully in 1980 and 1988.
What do you do?
But in 1996, he decided to try again. He resigned his Senate seat and post as majority leader to focus on the campaign.
The new season before me makes this moment far less the closing of one chapter than the opening of another.
Finally, in 1996, Dole won the Republican nomination.
I accept your nomination to lead our party once again to the presidency of the United States.
On the campaign trail...
We're going to win today, Senator. We're going to win.
That's right. Looking good.
73-year-old Dole's boundless energy overshadowed his age.
I think I have my strengths. I think the best thing going for Bob Dole is that Bob Dole keeps his word.
Ultimately, though, Americans chose to re-elect Bill Clinton. After the election, Dole remained prominent in more ways than one. He lent his image to big-name products like Viagra and Pepsi.
I feel like a kid again.
He wrote several books, including an autobiography. Shortly after Dole's loss to Clinton, he visited the White House, where his former opponent awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
No one can claim to be equal to this honor.
It was at the same ceremony that President Clinton announced the design of a new World War II memorial. A site that Dole would go on to visit on a regular basis, arranging travel for fellow World War II veterans to do the same. Yet he still never completely left the political world.
Now that I'm out of work, I watch the Senate a lot.
Yeah.
He spent his time helping his wife Elizabeth win a Senate race and accepting an appointment from President George W. Bush to co-chair a commission on problems at a military hospital.
Senator Dole, who... is himself a veteran and a wounded veteran at that, former distinguished senator, a man who knows Washington well, but more importantly knows the kind of questions they ask.
He continued to push for answers on Capitol Hill as well, traveling there in support of legislation for disabled veterans.
Just the right thing to do.
And advocating for politicians who share his vision, like Kansas Senator Pat Roberts. Also urging Congress to confirm Mike Pompeo as the head of the CIA, and Robert Lighthizer as a trade representative.
So I'm very proud to be here because I know this man and I know he'll do a great job.
One trip back to the Capitol was much tougher for him to make. In 2012, Dole entered the Capitol Rotunda to visit the casket of his friend, colleague, and fellow World War II veteran, Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii, as he laid in state. The pair met while recovering from combat injuries during World War II. They had both been sent to the same hospital in Michigan after suffering injuries from Nazi gunfire in Italy. There, Dole convinced Inouye to go into politics after the loss of his arm dashed his dream of becoming a surgeon. And Inouye did, making it to Washington as a Hawaii representative in 1959. 7 months later, Dole made it to the Capitol himself. A wheelchair-bound Dole needed the help of his wife Elizabeth and an aide to take the steps on his own feet. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada later said Dole told him he wasn't going to let Inouye see me in my wheelchair. At 95 years old, he returned to the Capitol Rotunda again, standing from his wheelchair to salute another fellow soldier from the greatest generation, the 41st President of the United States, George H.W. Bush, a longtime friend. That determination is how Senator Dole earned respect from both sides of the aisle.
We're also proud to be joined by a true American patriot, a World War II veteran, one of the finest public servants America's ever known, Senator Bob Dole.
Senator Dole fought bravely in World War II and was severely wounded by German fire. And Bob, I know I speak for millions of grateful Americans when I say thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Some of those grateful Americans were his own Kansas constituents. They continued to attend his speeches years after he left public office.
Well, that's another bill that I was very proud of, and that's helping get the American Disabilities Act passed.
But a more permanent reminder of the former majority leader from Kansas is back on Capitol Hill, a place he could never seem to leave.
I may run again, so I'll probably be up here looking for bipartisan support.
There on the Senate side of the Capitol, a balcony named after him when he left the Senate in 1996, just steps from the Republican leader's office.
Will it be in big letters or neon or?
During Dole's tenure, his colleagues had informally referred to the balcony as Dole's Beach, as he frequently held meetings there. But on his last day as senator, his colleagues voted to make it official.
Senate Resolution 258 to designate the balcony adjacent to rooms S-230 and S-231 of the United States Capitol Building as the Robert J. Dole Balcony.
Without objection, resolution is granted.
The Robert J. Dole Balcony is a tribute to the service he made within the halls of Congress, but also to his membership in the dwindling group of Americans who served their country in World War II.
Out of the 16.5 million World War II veterans, there are only about 500,000 of us left, and we lose about 1,000 a day.
In early 2021, Dole shared that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. In a statement, he said, quote, while I certainly have some hurdles ahead, I also know that I join millions of Americans who face significant health challenges of their own. Days later, he was visited by newly inaugurated President Joe Biden at his Watergate apartment. The two had a bipartisan friendship and served in the Senate together for almost 25 years. Months before his cancer announcement, Dole spoke remotely to the National Press Club about reaching across the aisle and his hopes for America.
And I had a great ride. I mean, I made so many, many friends, Democrats and Republicans. And when I was the leader, I reached across the aisle a lot because I believed the most controversies could be settled with a little time and a little compromise.
In Washington, Brett Baer, Fox News.
All right. Thought you might find a lot of good information and great audio there from Fox on the passing of Bob Dole at age 98. We'll be taking a look at a full weather forecast and your business news coming up. KNSS News Time, 7:46. With Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, we've got a local business update. We'll take a look at maybe who is really good here in Kansas at exporting things. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
A double stabbing in Wichita on Saturday. One person dead.
Two.
Former U.S. Senator from Kansas, Bob Dole, has passed away from lung cancer at age 98.
One.
Pro football. The Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Denver Broncos last night 22-9. You heard it right here on KNSS, as the Chiefs now on a 5-game winning streak. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The traffic conditions this morning actually looking pretty good here in the Wichita area, with some small exceptions around that North Junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96. We've just got some really heavy traffic there and things slowing down quite a bit at times. So just continue to watch out there. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Monday morning. The cold front came through yesterday, so yeah, now we got a sunny and breezy day, but a high of only 39 degrees. Overnight tonight, looks like it'll cloud up, overnight low down to 28. And then tomorrow, it'll be a partly cloudy day, high Tuesday, 45 degrees. Currently in Wichita, we do have a breeze out of the north. It is mostly sunny and 30 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 39. Hatman Jack's has some great gift ideas this year. With more than 50 brands to choose from, you're sure to find that cozy hat that will fit every lifestyle. Gift cards may be purchased at the store, or you can give them a call and they'll drop a gift card in the mail for you if you'd like. Hatman Jack's, it's located at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jack's. 7:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Later on this morning, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is going to present the 2021 Governor's Exporter of the Year Award to a Kansas business. This award was established in the late 1980s. It's the Governor's Exporter of the Year Award, and it's presented to a Kansas company for exceptional international marketing success every year. Last year, the Governor's Exporter of the Year Award went to Creekstone Farms Premium Beef, of course, which is based in Arkansas City, right here in South Central Kansas. So we'll see what today's winner will hold, and we'll probably have that for you tomorrow. The Governor's Exporter of the Year Award being handed out today. Let's take a look at the stock markets around the world, see how they're faring today. European shares and U.S. futures are higher. It was a bit of a lackluster day in Asia, where stocks fell in Hong Kong and Shanghai after troubled Chinese property developer warned it may run out of money. Early trading in Europe, Germany up 1%. Paris up about 1% is 2%. Britain up about 1%. In Asian trading in Tokyo, the Nikkei closing about 0.5% lower. The S&P index in Sydney, Australia, slightly higher. In Seoul, slightly up. Wall Street is expected to open higher today. Dow futures are up almost 1%. S&P 500 futures up about 0.5%. So we'll see if those hold out, and we'll see if we can get the stock market to rise a little bit here in the U.S. today.
That'd be
and
nice.
That's your local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll have another local business update from the journal in 1 hour, 1 hour from now. It's 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way. We'll be talking live with Fox News Radio's Simon Owen in London. We'll talk about how COVID measures are going in Europe. It doesn't seem like it's particularly good news right now on that front. We'll see what Simon has to say. And, of course, business, sports, weather, traffic, it's all coming your way in the 8 o'clock hour here as we get underway on a Monday morning. Stay with us. KNSS News Time is 7:55.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.